Letters, Grace from a Distance, the article by Elizabeth Locke entitled Grace from a Distance in your September-October 1999 newsletter is very moving, particularly when the author refers to Bhagavan's deep brown eyes. It has no rational or scientific explanation, perhaps. We can only say that it is the Maharishi's grace in action. To those of us who read of the experience, it seems miraculous. To the author, it was revelatory. It seems her heart was so open to the master that he could not help but respond. I was stirred by this inspiring story, and I am grateful that you chose to share it with us. Thank you, Jai Ramana. Jai, Jai, Jai. And thank you for your publication. It means so much to me. Yours, Gerald Posner, Florida. As you are, so is the world. I was walking by one of the busiest intersections in Toronto when I saw this message in front of the Church of the Redeemer. The next day, I returned with my camera and took this photo. I was surprised to see this posted in front of a Christian church where thousands of cars and people pass daily. The message was up for the first week of September 1999. Devraj Shampur, Toronto. An email. Good morning. My name is Uma Subramanian. We live in Maryland near Washington, D.C. It was by chance that a video cassette of Sri Bhagavan fell into our hands maybe 3 or 4 years ago. The first time we saw it, something gripped us. The beautiful portrayal, the sensitive narration left a very indelible impression on my mind. Still, for the next year or two, it faded to the back of my mind. But thoughts of Sri Bhagavan were ever with me, and I felt like seeing the video again. I borrowed it from our friend, and this time it was a profound experience. Even though I had seen it numerous times before, I was very moved by the experience. I could now identify with the devotee's feeling for Sri Bhagavan, and I was crying most of the time that I was watching it. This led me to get a copy of any book written about him. Luckily, or it was his grace, I got a copy of Arthur Osborne's book from the bookstore. What can one say about the book? After reading Osborne's book, my mind would not accept the other light reading that I normally read. Every time I read it, there is something new, and I am not bored in spite of rereadings. I think that I have read it more than any textbook even. Soon after, I got another book from India called Ramana Arunachala, also by Osborne. Also, I log on to Sri Bhagavan's website almost every day, and it is a joy to read the newsletters. I would like to get more details about the books that could be purchased from you, and also calendars for the Y2K. Since it is going to be the 50th Mahanirvana year, are you planning something special for the same? Also, do you carry Muruganar's hymn of adoration to Sri Bhagavan? I saw that Professor TKS has translated the same into English. It would be great to hear from you. Uma Sahasram, when I was last at Tiruvannamalai, K. Natesan presented me with Uma Sahasram, including Kapali Sastri's commentary. For some time, I have been trying to find someone in Australia capable and interested in translating this important work. Unfortunately, I have had no success. As Bhagavan indicated in Suri Nagama's letters, he felt as though he had dictated the last 300 verses himself. This alone should be incentive enough, not to mention the great benefit to the devotees of the Divine Mother. To make this project a top priority, I hope you may feel inspired to find a suitable person. Om Ramana, Charles Reed, Australia.